On the 8th of September, we celebrated World Physio Day, and this year the theme is lower back pain, a condition that so many people suffer from. I'm Caroline Creer, and I spoke to Gabriel Mulenga. He's a registered physiotherapist that's been practicing in Namibia for 8 years, working in both the private sector and public hospitals. He's a member of the Executive Committee of the Namibian Society of Physiotherapy, and this is the sole representative organization for the profession of physiotherapy within Namibia. Gabriel, why is World Physio Day so important?
As you've mentioned, World Physiotherapy Day takes place every 8th of September, and it's basically a day where the profession of physiotherapy is celebrated and recognized around the world. And what we do as physiotherapists is we go out into our communities. This can be at the hospitals, this can be at the universities, at the schools, or just various community centers, and we educate the public on the role of physiotherapy within healthcare. It's important because not everybody in the public necessarily knows what physiotherapy can do for them, be it through curing them of certain ailments or just to prevent them from getting some physical problems.
My lower back is giving me issues. Is lower back pain a big issue in Namibia?
Yes, lower back pain is a big issue in Namibia. It's a big issue all around the world. We collect statistics of the patients that we see, and the majority do tend to usually be due to low back pain. That's why they come to see the physiotherapist. This obviously does differ depending on which population you cater to, private, public, in hospital or out of hospital. But yes, lower back pain is a big issue. And as we work, we tend to see that it's usually among the working age. So between the ages of 20 up to about 50, 60. You can find it among the younger ones and among the elderly retired, but it's normally the working age that tends to suffer from lower back pain, and they're the ones that tend to come and seek our services at the practices and within the hospitals.
Now, what's the difference between chronic pain and acute pain?
Chronic pain and acute pain. This is a very big topic, actually, within physiotherapy. Actually, within general healthcare, this is a very big topic in these modern times. I just want to start by defining what we mean by chronic pain and acute pain, as not everybody necessarily knows these terms. When one speaks of chronic pain, this is basically the same as persisting pain. Pain that's been there for longer than 6 months in most cases. This can change depending on the different conditions that the person might have. Acute pain is the opposite. It's pain that you feel in that moment. It's short-lasting. It doesn't go on for longer than a few weeks to maybe a month or two at most. All right. So where does one get chronic pain from? Chronic pain happens when the body sort of, if I can put it in a way, forgets to turn off receptors or sensors. You may have an injury, yes, you may have a fall, you may have sat for too long, you may have tried to pick up something too heavy. Yes, in that moment, your body can actually suffer some minor injuries, nothing too serious. You may also have a very serious injury. For example, you might have had a sports injury. Somebody might have tackled you and caused an ankle sprain. You may possibly have been in an accident. And yes, you may break a bone. That does happen. And that pain that you feel in that moment can be quite bad, can be quite severe. We come in as physiotherapists working with other team members, your doctors, if you're admitted at the hospital, your nurses, and of course your pharmacologist, if you're visiting a pharmacy for pain medication. And we can help to alleviate that initial pain you feel, be it from a serious injury or from a minor injury. That initial pain that you feel, that acute pain, hopefully if we address it correctly and if we address it timelessly, meaning early on, we should be able to get it down to a manageable level within a short period of time, few days to a few weeks at the most. This becomes chronic, as I mentioned, if you're still having this pain after 6 months. Science and research studies that have been done have shown us that the body does heal. It may take different time frames depending on your age, your health status, and of course what healthcare practitioner you've been to. But within 6 months, we expect that most injuries have healed. Most bones have healed. If you had something that was torn, be it a muscle, you had a wound, it should have healed. Therefore, there's no reason for this pain to still be there. What then happens is the body, I don't want to say think, but it puts it in a way that it keeps telling the brain there's still pain, even though there's no injury. And your body has this thing where if we don't teach it to put the pain aside, it keeps on telling you there's pain, there's an injury, something's broken. You may come to us, we can do every test, we can do every scan you can think of, and we won't see any actual damage, but your body keeps telling you, no, but your back is sore, no, but your leg is sore, no, but your arm is sore. And this is where chronic pain comes in. We'll discuss a bit later on in how we address this chronic pain, but the important thing to remember is the actual injury that caused that initial pain should be healed after a certain period of time. This does differ, normally within 6 months. Anything beyond that tends to be a chronic pain, and we need to address it differently. It's becoming a very common issue around the world, and that's why we are trying to focus a lot on how to sort out chronic pain as well.
Thank you, Gabriel. That's Gabriel Mulenga, a registered physiotherapist and a member of the executive committee of the Namibian Society of Physiotherapy.